If you teach elementary school, I don't. But if you do, you won't know how many boys and girls are in your class by looking at the roll. That's because there will be plenty of Madisons, Morgans, Logans, Hunters, and Mackenzies in your class. Those are some of the top 100 American baby names in 2001, and there's something of a trend towards androgynous names. To take a look, we've got Laura Wattenberg, Laura, a woman, who wrote The Baby Name Wizard. Baby names turn out to be a pretty interesting piece of sociology. If you go to her site, thebabynamewizard.com, there's a pretty cool Java application that gives you a visual graph of the rise and fall, and oftentimes the rise again of a different name. It kind of unspools in front of you. It is a good graph. Hi, Laura.
Mike.
And I consulted this graph when naming my son Milo. I didn't really want to see where he ranked in the top 100, but I was curious. Can you tell me anything about the popularity of the name Milo?
Yes, Milo had disappeared for a generation, but it's coming back along with other little names ending in O, like Theo and Hugo. And they're not just coming back in the United States, but all over the world.
The O's have it. And while we're on that, Allison Stewart just had a baby, and his name is Isaac. They call him Ike. Is that coming back in popularity?
Isaac is also back. All of those Old Testament names that, back when we were kids, sounded a little bit ancient. Isaac,
yeah.
Noah, they're all young today.
Jebediah?
Jebediah is on its way back.
Yes.
Zechariah, Jebediah. More common than you might think.
Do you know anything? My obsession with naming my next child will be to give him an historic name. And I think of this because there's a guy in the Congress named Ike Skelton, and his name is Isaac Newton Skelton. And, you know, Hawkeye Pierce was Benjamin Franklin Pierce. Do you look at that kind of historic first, last, middle name combos?
In fact, if that's what you're looking for today, you're an anomaly. It used to be that naming after historical figures and political heroes was a common thing.
Yeah.
In fact, for generations, as soon as a new American president was elected, you'd see a bump in his last name that year. But today, we're a little bit more nervous. We hold off, wait until the president's out of office, or preferably dead, and then we say, okay, I know how that turned out.
Maybe I'm angling for Theo Roosevelt Pesca, next one up.
Catchy.
Yeah. So can you tell us about how a name crosses over from one sex to another to become androgynous?
Once upon a time, the way a name would go from the boys' column to the girls' column is as a nickname. So if you go to the Name Voyager and look for names like Bobby, Freddie, Frankie, you'll see that back in the 30s, those were boys' names and girls' names.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll notice that you won't find girls' names turning into boys' names.
Right.
Parents have never wanted that.
They don't migrate in the other direction. There's so much in society like that. Like, you can't market a toy for girls and expect boys will buy it, but you can't do it the other way around. But what happens when there is a name that is androgynous? Like John Wayne's name was Marion, right? His original name, or Stacy Keach, and then it becomes a girl's name. Once a boy's name becomes a girl's name, does it start to die out as a boy's name?
Typically, there's a tipping point that you take a name like Courtney or Ashley, and once it starts taking off for girls, the parents of boys abandon it. But there's been a little bit of a shift in the past generation simply because the names we're using for both boys and girls are changing. So today's androgynous name isn't likely to be just a twist on a traditional boy's name. Today, we're simply making up new names for boys and girls at such a fast clip.
Uh-huh.
That we're using some of the same names for both.
Are the general conventions girls' names end in A, for instance, are those being held to?
We still like girls' names ending in A, but we like names for both boys and girls ending in N.
Mm-hmm.
And the real big change is for boys' names. It used to be that boys' names were not very subject to fashion. You see John, James, William, generation after generation. The big change today is that we've abandoned those classic names.
Really? So John's, and I mean, Michael was the number one or two name throughout the 70s. No longer the case?
Michael's still up there, but a fraction as popular as it once was. And that's something that's worth remembering about the number one name. There still is a number one name today. You'll see Jacob and Emily at the top, but they're just a tiny fraction as popular as John and Mary once were.
The whole curve
has fallen.
The N names, which really means the names ending in the sound N, your Brendans, your Aidens, your Idens, your Cadens and Caitlins. What's behind that trend, do you think?
Those names have a certain tidy masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not naming our boys, by and large, names ending in A, but they sound fresher. And what you'll see is a lot of those names are very similar. You actually can get a whole rhyming classroom of names today. So you have boys named Aiden, Caden, Braden, and Jaden.
Oh, great. And now, so some of the androgynous names, you know, Madison and Tyler, Mackenzie, these are last names. Is that where they come from? Last names becoming first names? Does that lend themselves to more androgynous applications?
Last names are a really popular place to look today because you can find names that feel familiar. They're not made up, but yet they're fresh because they haven't been first names in past generations. And absolutely, those names can emerge at the same time for boys and girls.
So,
Emerson right now is climbing on both sides.
So if last names are first names and names that end in N are popular, then I think I've just come up with the next big name, Goldstein.
Excellent. You know, you're not as far off as you might think because to the astonishment of Jews everywhere, Cohen is now a popular name for Christian children.
C-O-H-E-N?
Cohen indeed.
Oh, are there any Cohens out there?
No, Jews would not name a child that.
No.
But to non-Jews, it rhymes with Owen.
Right. Jews cannot hear that rhyme. It's weird. It's something genetic in them. Now, I've also noticed this thing going on. My mother-in-law's friends they're not horribly named. And what is a horrible name? Obviously, it's all subjective. All right, fine. Brunhilde is a horrible name. But, you know, they're all like the Judys and Carols and Barbaras and Lindas. And that's fine. No one of my wife's generation or the babies are named any of those names. But the grandmothers, Rose, Ida, Sadie, Claire, all the babies are being named after the grandmothers. Is that a usual trend, skipping a generation like that?
Exactly. The rule of thumb is our own names are too ordinary. Our parents' names are boring. Even our grandparents' names are a little too old.
Mm.
You look at our great-grandparents, and you've never met a young woman named Ida. So, hey, Ida sounds fresh.
Yeah. Although is it work less with boys' names? Because I don't see a lot of, you know, Howards and Irvings.
The problem with boys' names is that back then, boys were named John and James.
Okay.
And so there's not a lot to work with.
Right. Now, a couple names are killed off by one person. Like, I know that celebrities, you know, cause people to be named maybe Britney, although I have read that she's actually more the reflection of a trend than the start of it, Britney Spears. But Adolf Hitler and Kermit the Frog killed those names. Can you think of any other names that were killed off by a single person?
Absolutely. And it takes a lot. In fact, even a bad hurricane like Katrina will cause a name to go up rather than down just because the name has said so much.
Yeah, it's like an earworm. It's in people's
heads. There are a few exceptions, though. If you look at the name Monica during the Monica Lewinsky scandal, it just fell off a cliff.
That's very interesting. And as far as the androgynous names, you know, people don't think as they grow up what, I don't know, troubles or maybe benefits they might incur. But what do you see as a longtime looker at baby names? What might the future hold for the Logans and Hunters and Mackenzies?
Well, once upon a time, I think parents purposely chose those names for girls, thinking it would level the playing field. You see Logan on a resume, and it could be anything. But I think we're just going to have to brace for a future where you have to ask everybody.
All right.
You can't assume anything.
Except I know you, Laura, to be a fine woman. Laura Wattenberg of BabyNameWizard.com. Thank you.
Thanks very much.